Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. At that time, if you'd like to ask a question, the command to do so will be star, then one on your touch-tone phone. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now I'd like to introduce your host for today's call, Mr. Ron Reif. Sir, you may begin.
Well, good morning, and I have the privilege this morning of welcoming you to a brand new day for IBM Storage Solutions. This morning in London and in New York, IBM announced the new IBM StoreWise V7000 mid-range storage solution. And I'd like to spend a little bit of time introducing you to the solution and also introducing you to your role as storage software sellers in helping present and sell this solution to IBM customers. I'll start, if you'll move to chart number two, I'll start with a little bit of background on the guiding principles that IBM used when it architected and constructed this new solution. They're important because your customers are experiencing what we call inescapable data growth. If you listen to analysts, IDC and Gartner, they're predicting between 500 and 650% data growth in traditional data centers over the next 4 to 5 years. And think about that for a moment. A data center growing in capacity from 5 to 650% over the next 4 to 5 years. It's staggering. And clients are going to need new kinds of solutions, new technologies to be able to bridge the gap between that kind of growth and the reality of their budgets. So when we decided to construct a new mid-range disk system solution, we used three guiding principles. The first one was that it needed to be able to scale modularly. Clients will be growing. They'll be growing rapidly over the next few years, and we want them to be able to start with an IBM solution and grow up with that same IBM solution modularly. Secondly, we wanted the solution to be able to not only grow in capacity, but also in software function. As clients get larger, their needs for advanced enterprise-class software functions grow as well. They move into advanced manageability, enterprise-class manageability, or replication solutions, et cetera. And so we've decided to construct this solution so that advanced functions can be turned on modularly over time. The third thing is that we wanted our solution to have enterprise-class software functions. As clients grow larger and larger, we find that their, even mid-range clients, their desire for capabilities converge with those of our enterprise clients. They're not looking for a watered-down sort of functionally depleted copy of what enterprise-class solutions offer. They want the enterprise-class software capabilities, and so we have put those into our new IBM StoreWise V7000. If you move with me to chart three, I'm going to take two sort of section approaches to describing the new offering today. First, I'm going to explain to you the extraordinary building blocks that we have to work with, the StoreWise V7000 system itself. Then I'm going to spend some time describing how, with software solutions around the outside of the StoreWise V7000, we have created an extremely compelling solution offering for you to sell to our customers. So chart four, introducing the StoreWise V7000. The StoreWise V7000 is a 2U rack-mountable storage system that comes with either 12 or 24 drive enclosures. Those drives can be a wide variety of different speeds, everything from SAS and nearline SAS drives to solid-state disks. It has built-in software capabilities that we have borrowed from the SAN volume controller and from the DS8000 system, enterprise-class system, RAID capabilities, storage virtualization for both the internal drives in the StoreWise V7000 as well as external disk arrays, like the SAN volume controller can do in enterprise environments. It has non-disruptive data movement, so I can migrate data in and out of the StoreWise V7000 from external arrays. I can also move data around inside the StoreWise V7000 non-disruptively. The StoreWise V7000 has thin provisioning built in and a new capability, Easy Tier, which I'll explain in more detail here in just a moment. From a manageability perspective, again, on the theme of allowing clients to move modularly to more advanced functions, manageability has been built in tiers. We have a new user interface that we've borrowed from the XIV system, an exceptionally easy-to-use web-based interface. We have integrated SAN-wide management with Tivoli Storage Productivity Center and a new package specifically designed for StoreWise V7000, the Tivoli Storage Productivity Center for Disk Mid-Range Edition. We also have integrated IBM server and storage management with Systems Director Storage Control. I'll mention that in a little more detail as we move on. Replication has been built with the same idea. We have application-integrated replication, a whole variety of the kinds of applications that your clients use to operate their businesses. The StoreWise V7000 snapshotting capabilities integrate with those applications. The snapshots are efficient, then provisioned, incremental, and in some cases deduplicated. Disaster recovery automation has been built for not only failing over the data in disaster situations, but also integrating that data failover with IT-wide site switching, moving servers and storage and networks all together. And the replication can be performed either over TCP/IP links or over fiber channel links. So an extremely complete building block, a set of building blocks that we can use to construct a variety of solutions for our clients. I'll move you on to chart 5 and talk about a couple of the base features that are built into the StoreWise V7000 that really contribute to its incredible efficiency. The first one is thin provisioning. You're familiar with thin provisioning. A client wants a good amount of capacity, but they're not really ready to put data in all of that capacity. With thin provisioning, you can make much more productive use out of available storage. Easy Tier is a new capability that is going to dramatically improve the performance and throughput of a StoreWise V7000 system. I'm also showing the SAN Volume Controller 6.1, which is also being announced today, also with Easy Tier. So with Easy Tier, the system intelligently identifies the hottest data blocks, those pieces of data that the I/O is driving most heavily, and it transparently migrates those data blocks or chunks up to solid-state disk inside either the StoreWise V7000 or in larger configurations, for example, an XIV system virtualized with a SAN volume controller, the same can be true. Hotter data chunks move transparently up to solid-state disk. Cooler data chunks move transparently down to spinning disk. It effectively allows the SAN volume controller and the StoreWise V7000 to transparently manage tiers within the system. I'll give you a couple of charts. Moving on to chart 6, the effect of Easy Tier on transaction throughput for database systems. This particular benchmark shows on the left-hand side Easy Tier observing how the database is using the storage inside the StoreWise V7000 and then beginning to transparently move the hottest data blocks up to solid-state disk. And you can see over time that the overall throughput of the in this case, brokerage transaction environment improved by 240% automatically without operator intervention. A different view of this on chart 7 looks at the average transaction response time. So you see not only did the throughput go up, but the response time for the individual transactions dropped significantly, improving responsiveness of the business application. Easy Tier is a significant efficiency capability built into the StoreWise V7000. StoreWise V7000, moving on to chart 8, shares the same software load and interoperability list with the SAN Volume Controller. So if you're familiar with SAN Volume Controller and its host attachment, StoreWise V7000 carries that same host attachment, meaning that immediately, today, you can begin selling StoreWise V7000 into virtually all of your client sets. Moving on to chart 9, you'll see that, as I mentioned earlier, StoreWise V7000 carries the same transparent data movement capability that SAN Volume Controller has, both for legacy storage, and those are listed down at the bottom of the page, as well as transparently migrating data from one enclosure to another enclosure inside a single StoreWise V7000 system. This transparent data movement capability can be used to migrate data into the StoreWise V7000 for storage arrays that clients may have that are ready to be retired, or if a client has external storage that they want to keep around for a little while, perhaps it's not done with its lease or warranty yet or hasn't been fully depreciated, the StoreWise V7000 can permanently virtualize any of the same storage controllers that the SAN Volume Controller can in enterprise environments. Now, moving on to chart 10, I'll give you a little bit of positioning thoughts. This particular chart is intended for IBM internal use. It's not something you'd want to put in front of your customers, but it gives us an idea of where the StoreWise V7000 fits in the IBM storage portfolio. StoreWise V7000 is a mid-range storage system. It is designed for clients who have a budget somewhere under $150,000 for storage capacity and somewhere under 50 terabytes or so in capacity needs. Of course, as we talked about earlier, all clients are growing very rapidly. So the StoreWise V7000 can scale larger, but it's intended for clients who are starting with, 50 terabytes or so and $150,000 or so. Above that, in the enterprise space, is the IBM XIV system. So imagine a line about $150,000, about 50 terabytes or so. Clients with initial storage needs greater than that, you lead with the IBM XIV system. Clients with storage needs under that line, mid-range storage, the new IBM StoreWise V7000. Now, chart 11, both the XIV system and the StoreWise V7000 system carry a common set of capabilities and solution offerings wrapped around them. They're very, very, very similar, and we've done that intentionally because, as we mentioned earlier, clients, as they grow up, their needs for software functionality tend to converge. Now, there are some differences in the XIV system and the StoreWise V7000 system. Physical packaging is one obvious one. The StoreWise V7000 is a modular 2U building block that can be rack-mounted and added to little at a time. The XIV system is a dedicated rack system that comes fully configured. again, larger capacities, XIV, smaller capacities, StoreWise V7000. I'll move on to chart 12. You've heard me mention that the SAN Volume Controller and the StoreWise V7000 share a number of capabilities. In fact, they share the exact same microcode loop. They are the same. And so when you're understanding the positioning for when to use a SAN Volume Controller and when to use a StoreWise V7000, it's helpful to think of the SAN volume controller as a disk virtualization appliance or gateway. It is focused on disk virtualization only, and it is more of an enterprise system that you would tend to couple with things like XIV storage systems, or in larger enterprises that have tiers of storage, you can use the SAN volume controller to virtualize enterprise class tiers as well as mid-range tiers. The IBM StoreWise V7000 is a mid-range disk system. It is it has one of its unique characteristics versus the SAN volume controller is it has its own built-in storage capacity. It is designed for smaller clients who are looking for storage capacity as well as potentially virtualization. Moving on to chart 13, again, not intended for customers, but guidance for our sellers. If you have a client that is an existing SVC customer, you'll want to lead with more SVC, additional SVC engines, additional SVC software capacity as appropriate. If you have a client who is a mid-range customer, doesn't have SVC today, you'll want to lead with IBM StoreWise V7000. It has its own storage. It also has virtualization capabilities that can be used with existing storage in that client environment when appropriate. For a large client, enterprise client, who doesn't have SVC yet, you'll want to lead with SVC. It is the enterprise virtualization offering that we continue to drive into large clients. If that client is also wanting to virtualize enterprise storage along with mid-range storage, so tiers of storage, you have the option to virtualize StoreWise V7000 underneath the SAN volume controller. So you would propose both in that case, StoreWise V7000 as the mid-range or second tier of storage, SAN volume controller as the virtualizing gateway for the entire enterprise. So I hope I've done an okay job of introducing you to some of the building blocks that we have with the StoreWise V7000. Now with chart 14, I'm going to transition to thinking about StoreWise V7000 and making it into a solution, more than just a disk array box, but into a solution. And the first thing we think about is manageability. Chart 15, I'll say again, we've introduced a number of tiered manageability capabilities, if you will, or features. The first one is an extraordinary new user interface that we've adopted from the XIV GUI, which, you know, is one of the best received GUIs in the industry. It's for clients where the StoreWise V7000 essentially is the infrastructure. Smaller clients, it has a perspective of the StoreWise V7000 only. So let's look at chart 16. I know there are a number of webcasts and video demonstrations of this new GUI. It is exciting. It has a very easy and visual task flow guidance to help clients in not only setting up but ongoing management of the StoreWise V7000. And my personal favorite capability is right in the middle of this screen. You'll see integrated video instructions. If your client administrator is just lost or hasn't done management of the StoreWise V7000 for a while, and they're trying to understand how do I do a particular task, they can click on that button in the middle of the screen there and see a video instructing them on exactly how to accomplish the task that they're trying to do. Extremely easy. I'll move you on to chart 17. The graphical interface has built into it preset provisioning templates. If a client is interested in provisioning a thin provisioned mirror, for example, all they need to do is click on the icon that looks like a thin provisioned mirror, and IBM's recommendations for how to provision that are immediately populated. From that, they can go click a plus sign over and over again and provision a number of thin provisioned mirror pairs. it's quite easy. Chart 18 gives the GUI also gives a very simple to use overview of the storage capacity in the system. In this case, you're looking at a StoreWise V7000 that is fully populated with 10 enclosures. You see that this particular one has been configured with 32.5 terabytes of virtual capacity. If you click on down to the next chart, 19, it's interesting, though, that this particular storage system has only had 26 terabytes of its physical capacity allocated. And then down at the bottom again, if you click to chart 20, you'll see that the client has loaded 2.1 terabytes of actual data into the system. So as you provision more and more of the capacity in this StoreWise V7000, in this case, thin provisioned capacity, you'll see the bars changing on the left and give you a quick overview of how your capacity is being utilized in the StoreWise V7000. Now, since we share a common microcode load with the SAN volume controller, this same interface operates for the new SAN volume controller version 6.1. On chart 21, you see a SAN volume controller representation of this same graphical panel. The only difference being that you're now seeing a two-node SAN volume controller cluster as opposed to a StoreWise V7000. I'll move you on to chart 22 and just briefly describe what I think you'll understand as Tivoli Storage Productivity Center for disk mid-range edition. Enterprise management for the StoreWise V7000 is accomplished by this new specially priced and packaged version of TPC to do integrated SAN-wide management. This is for clients where the StoreWise V7000 is connected to a SAN, or maybe virtualizing other heterogeneous storage. Your administrators need a broader perspective, and the TPC for disk mid-range edition delivers that. Moving on to chart number 23, we also have constructed a new offering from Systems Director called Systems Director Storage Control. What Storage Control does is allows a single administrator who's managing IBM servers and the StoreWise V7000 to manage those from a single console inside Systems Director. It's a plug-in that provides integrated server and storage management and provisioning for storage as part of a virtual server provisioning action. So single button server and virtual server and storage provisioning with Systems Director Storage Control. Chart 24, I've given you a side-by-side comparison of the different tiers of manageability that's available for the StoreWise V7000. The key is perspective in the top set of rows. The user interface, the extraordinarily easy-to-use XIV-based user interface for the StoreWise V7000 has a perspective of the device. Broadening that perspective to the device and its surrounding storage area network and the other devices that might be attached to that storage area network requires more enterprise management with Tivoli Storage Productivity Center. And for clients who are smaller, perhaps have a jack-of-all-trades administrator who's responsible for servers and storage, we have the Systems Director Storage Control. It gives them a single interface to manage both the StoreWise V7000 and the IBM servers that it's attached to. I'll now move on to chart 25 and replication features. In sort of the same way, we've built replication features in tiers. We offer both IP replication and fiber channel replication solutions for the StoreWise V7000. I'll start with IP replication. This is for clients who they're perhaps smaller. They're operating IP networks only, so maybe iSCSI attached StoreWise V7000. And they just don't have fiber channel infrastructure to remote locations, so they're looking for an IP replication solution. Chart 26, the IP replication feature of the StoreWise V7000 is a combination of Tivoli Storage Manager Fastback as well as the StoreWise V7000. So here's the scenario. Client has applications. They're running on servers, perhaps virtual servers. They're storing their primary data on the StoreWise V7000. Using Tivoli Storage Manager Fastback, snapshots are taken of that primary data, and those snapshots are stored on the StoreWise V7000. It's a picture you're quite familiar with from Flash Copy. I take a snapshot of the data on the StoreWise V7000. I store the snapshot on the StoreWise V7000. Those snapshots are quite efficient. They're thin provisioned. They're incremental. And in this case, they are also deduplicated, allowing the client to take a large number of snapshots in a very space-efficient way. Those snapshots are integrated with a variety of applications that the client may be using. Then, for IP replication, the system can replicate or copy the snapshot target to a remote copy destination. So imagine in this picture, I've got primary data on the left-hand side along with snapshots on the left-hand side, and I have IP replicated the snapshots to the right-hand side of the picture. In the event of a failure, a client can immediately mount either the snapshots at the source location or the snapshots at the remote location over IP and bring the application back up instantaneously. So IP replication, across site, and instant recovery from either site. Another characteristic of this enterprise snapshot of this IP replication is enterprise snapshot replication. This gives you the ability on the bottom end of the chart for clients who have multiple remote offices, perhaps insurance agencies or grocery store chains or you name it, multiple remote offices that are all running StoreWise V7000 and snapshotting the applications at those remote locations, but they want to have a central repository for all of their snapshots for disaster recovery purposes. This solution can replicate over a deduplicated wire the snapshots from the StoreWise V7000 to a central Tivoli Storage Manager server. A combination solution with Tivoli Storage Manager and the StoreWise V7000 IP replication features. Now I'll move on to chart 27 and talk about fiber channel replication. For clients who have a little bit tighter requirements on recovery points and recovery times, we also offer fiber channel replication with the StoreWise V7000. In chart 28, the pictures are a little different, but the thought is very similar. With the fiber channel replication capabilities, we offer application-integrated snapshots using the StoreWise V7000 Flash Copy feature. So Flash Copy Manager integrating applications with hardware snapshot in the StoreWise V7000, taking source data and making a flash copy of that data inside the StoreWise V7000. It remains space-efficient and thin-provisioned, as we did in the IP replication scenario. And like the IP replication scenario, you have the ability to do enterprise flash copy replication as well. So imagine multiple data centers running snapshot or flash copy with Flash Copy Manager, and then sending deduplicated copies of those flash copies to a central Tivoli Storage Manager server for disaster recovery and off-site storage purposes. This fiber channel replication also includes mirroring, which you're familiar with, both synchronous mirroring and asynchronous mirroring, global and metro mirror from the StoreWise V7000. We've done some new integration, though, that I want to describe to you. And if you're watching these slides and you're not in screen show mode, I'm going to ask you to go into screen show mode starting here with chart 29. Now, the idea with the integration that we've done is that in many data centers, clients protect their server farms using server clustering. So maybe a Linux cluster around the web servers, maybe a Microsoft Windows cluster around your middleware servers, or an AIX cluster around your back-end database servers. These clusters can protect those applications from going down. The problem is, if you'll click once, most business applications have cross-system dependencies. They have a web front end that talks to a middleware layer that talks to a database back end. And server clusters do not protect against failures in applications that are cross-cluster dependent. That's where the integration that we've done with the StoreWise V7000 comes in. So I'll move you on to the next chart. And talk to you about a site-switching scenario with Tivoli System Automation Application Manager and Tivoli Storage Productivity Center for replication. So here's a scenario. You've got a client who has two data centers. On the site one, he's running his business applications, web servers, middleware, databases. And in this case, I've drawn that he's storing all of that on an enterprise virtualized disk solution, SAN volume controller virtualizing enterprise class XIV storage systems. He also has a site two, which is available for disaster recovery purposes. It has all the servers, and in this case, it has a StoreWise V7000 as its target. Now, coming shortly after GA, we'll have the ability to replicate between SAN Volume Controller and StoreWise V7000. Today, SAN Volume Controller replicates to SAN Volume Controller and StoreWise V7000 to StoreWise V7000. Shortly, we'll have interoperability between these two to replicate. In this scenario, he's replicating from the enterprise side over to the site number two. And he decides he wants to do a site switch. Now, that site switch could be as a result of a disaster, and he wants to switch not only the data but the applications and the IP networks. But in this case, it's a planned site switch. He's doing power maintenance on site one, and he needs to move the operation over to site two while he does that power maintenance. Or perhaps he's just doing disaster recovery preparedness testing. He's going to move the site over to Site 2 just to prove that he can and run operations from Site 2. Whatever the case, the entire action is a single command from that administrator up in the top right. If you'll click once, you'll see some animation start up where the Tivoli System Automation will go take out the applications at Site 1. It will then reverse the direction of the replication and start the applications up at Site 2. A completely automated IT-wide site switch that includes the storage and the applications and the IP networks that are associated with these applications. You can think of it as Open Systems version of GDPS on the mainframe if you're familiar with that offering. It's a rather mature use case, but it's one that many clients will grow up to as they continue to deal with inescapable data growth. On chart 31, I've given you a summary of the replication features, both the IP replication and the fiber channel replication. You'll notice that they're very, very similar. We're trying to have a common set of capabilities that can be used in various tiers of client needs with the StoreWise V7000. With chart 32, I'll just pause for a moment and remind you about the overall solution that we've been discussing. On the left-hand side, when you're ordering a StoreWise V7000, you will order a hardware enclosure, either a 12-bay or a 24-bay hardware enclosure, and it will come with a required base software license, 5639 VM1. With that base software license, you'll get entitlement to use the new management GUI. It will also come with thin provisioning and easy tier and flash copy, all built in, no extra charge. But that, in and of itself, is a really, really good disk system. It is not an expansive solution for our mid-range clients. That's where the right-hand side of the chart comes in. All of these capabilities, the optional manageability capabilities, the IP replication, the fiber channel replication, the external virtualization, are optional pieces of the StoreWise V7000 solution that really turn it from a basic disk system into an extraordinary mid-range solution. We need you to, when you're talking to clients, to talk about the right-hand side of the chart as well as the left-hand side of the chart to describe the complete capability of the StoreWise V7000 solution. Now, with that as a plea, I'm going to move on to chart 33 and give you some ideas about how best to talk about the entire end-to-end solution of the StoreWise V7000. Now, for this next section, it'll be also important that you remain in screen show and follow along with me. When IBM talks about a solution, when I say the word solution, you know, man, it's an overused word in marketing sometimes. In the context of the very competitive mid-range disk market, I thought it would be a good idea to take a look at a case study of what I mean by the word solution. And to do that, I've chosen to look at Network Appliance, or NetApp. I think that they probably have done the best job of packaging their software and hardware together as a solution for clients, and it gives you a good idea of what we're trying to accomplish with the StoreWise V7000. So I'll move you on to chart number 35, chart titled NetApp Solutions. The first picture you see here is a NetApp storage system storing primary file system data from some application across some set of connections. Imagine a client is gone out for bid. They've gone out for an RFP, and they've asked for 5 terabytes of new capacity for some new application. NetApp will never, ever respond to that bid with, hey, I've got a 5-terabyte disk array. Let me tell you how fast it is. Or have I told you how available and scalable my disk array is? Or let me talk to you about how I've wired it together to make it really, really cool disk array. I mean, they just don't talk about their disk array in responding to these bids. What they do, if you'll click one time, is they start by talking about the application that you're trying to manage. You're looking for 50 terabytes of new capacity for for a new Microsoft Exchange application. Well, I've got I certainly can give you the terabytes of capacity, but I've got this software solution that can plug into your Microsoft Exchange application. It's called Snap Manager, and integrate your application with my snapshot capability in the hardware. I also have this nice Snap Restore capability that will give you instantaneous restore for your new application. This solution will help you to manage recoverability for your Microsoft Exchange if you choose my storage solution. Next, you'll click one more time, they'll say, if you happen to have any data that you're not yet ready to store on my new NetApp storage hardware, I also have an agent, OSSV, that will do software-based snapshotting of application data and send those software snapshots up to my NetApp storage hardware so that those snapshots can participate in the instant restore and manageability that I have around snapshot copies. So I can manage both your software snapshots for off-site or off-storage data, as well as hardware snapshots inside my array. If you click one more time, then they'll talk about manageability of the snapshots. You know, those snapshots you don't want to just live on the storage array forever, so we have the ability to replicate or copy those snapshots off-site in case you want to keep a copy at both locations. Or if you're more concerned with space on your primary array, we have Snap Vault, which will allow you to move snapshots to a remote location. And because we know that that remote location is just sort of holding inactive data, we offer serial ATA disks with deduplication built in to help you be more efficient on that remote array. Next, if you'll click one more time, we have a common management console, NetApp Protection Manager, that allows you to administer this end-to-end environment from a single console. Now, the question I'd pose to you is, if you were putting out an RFP for some application, you needed some additional capacity, and one vendor came with a story like this that was very much tied to your application and talked about a solution, and another vendor came to you and said, hey, I've got this really cool disk array that's really, really fast and super efficient, which one of these two solutions do you think you might gravitate to? What NetApp has done in the mid-range storage space is led with a highly integrated storage software solution message. And when that storage software solution message wins, NetApp hardware wins. One NetApp executive I heard said, you know, hardware, it's just a carrier for our software. They're really focused on a client conversation around the end-to-end solution. Now, I'm going to transition you to the next chart, StoreWise V7000 solutions at a glance. For smaller clients who are looking for, you know, easy-to-use, scalable storage, this is a client who, you know, has some applications, who has some IP networks that they're attaching to. They're smaller, and they're looking for intelligent storage that's scalable that can help them with their application. IBM has a solution. It starts with, if you click once, scalable storage. The StoreWise V7000 can start with a single enclosure and grow up to 10 enclosures, 240 disk capacity. The next one is this capacity is quite efficient. It includes solid-state disks as well as SAS disks. It includes thin provisioning and easy tier built in. If you click one more time, this solution is application integrated. So we have Flash Copy Manager, which will integrate applications on the client's servers with the Flash Copy function that's built into the StoreWise V7000. Those Flash Copies, your client can maintain a number of them. They're space efficient and thin provisioned, and we come with built-in instant restore. Click one more time. The solution has a simple manageability interface, the brand new user interface. And if you'll click one more time again, for clients who have both IBM servers and IBM storage, we offer a single point of management with Systems Director storage control. If you click one more time, you'll see that for clients that are a little bit larger and are looking to expand that intelligent application support for their businesses out across multiple sites for disaster protection, if you click once, we offer IP replication, you know, copying of snapshots to a remote location. And because that remote location needs to be, you know, more efficient or storing, you know, relatively unused data, we offer both SAS and nearline SAS storage in, you know, terabyte capacities. Click one more time, you'll see that we offer fiber channel mirroring, both synchronous and asynchronous mirroring for long-distance disaster recovery relationships. And because this environment is now stretching out. It has a SAN on the primary side. It has fiber channel mirroring relationships to remote locations. We offer enterprise-wide SAN management with Tivoli Storage Productivity Center, and it's TPC for disk mid-range edition, as well as TPC for replication. Finally, if you click again, for clients that are looking to integrate this recovery environment, this end-to-end solution environment with storage and data that may not yet be stored on the StoreWise V7000, we offer a solution. First, we can virtualize external disk arrays. This virtualization can be used simply to migrate data into this StoreWise V7000 solution, or it can be used to permanently sort of gather up capacity that a client might have in their environment and allow this solution stack to operate across that capacity. Secondly, we offer application-integrated software snapshot for external data. So imagine a client still has some data maybe on internal disk drives or on some iSCSI storage or whatever. They've got some capacity that's not yet virtualized under this StoreWise V7000, and it's not yet on the StoreWise V7000, but they really like that end-to-end solution, and they'd like the snapshots to participate in that end-to-end solution. We offer Tivoli Storage Manager Fastback that will allow you to snapshot off-site data or data that's not yet on the StoreWise V7000 and have those snapshots reside on the StoreWise V7000. And finally, we offer unified recovery management with Tivoli Storage Manager. So whether the snapshots are created by fiber channel snapshotting with flash copy or via IP snapshotting with the Fastback agent, the snapshots can be copied or replicated to a central Tivoli Storage Manager server. And as I've drawn here, the Tivoli Storage Manager servers can use as their back-end storage IBM Protect-Tier deduplication gateways sitting on top of another StoreWise V7000, using Protect-Tier to deduplicate virtual tape with StoreWise V7000 being the storage capacity. So an end-to-end storage solution around StoreWise V7000. And what's important for you as software sellers is that you help your storage hardware counterparts, and if you're business partners, that you represent the entire end-to-end storage solution here when you're talking to clients about StoreWise V7000. RFP goes out for some number of terabytes of application capacity. You want to be able to respond with, well, let me tell you about the StoreWise V7000 solution for your application. Client buys into the software solution story, they're going to end up with IBM StoreWise V7000 hardware on the floor. I'll just, moving to 39 and closing up, I'll remind you about the solution value, the guiding principles that we have: modular scalability, enterprise-class software capabilities. I think we've talked about many of those. And modularly growing from small instances of StoreWise V7000 and its basic capabilities all the way up to an end-to-end solution stack that we described on chart 38 just before. Later on, so that concludes our conversation for this morning. Later on, as soon as this call is over, there should be more complete e-learning material posted for IBMers at the same site where you downloaded this presentation, the webcast information and a broader set of material on the StoreWise V7000 solution. And there should be a flash coming out shortly for IBM business partners telling them where to get that same e-learning material. The material also will likely be posted on the new StoreWise V7000 sales kits, available both to IBMers and to business partners. With that, we're going to stop and start a question and answer time for the last few minutes of our time together. I'm joined by Chris Saul, who is the marketing manager for the StoreWise V7000. He's going to help answer questions. So, operator, we'll start a question time.
Yes, sir. If anyone would like to ask a question at this time, please press star, then one. You will be prompted to unmute your phone and record your name, as your name is required to introduce your question. Once again, star one if you have a question. It'll just be a few moments while we wait for the first question. Our first question today comes from Jerry Tome. Your line is open.
Thank you. My question relates back to the IP replication with the solution using Fastback. There's some current storage size limits in Fastback of recommendations of 20 terabytes per Fastback server. How is that? I mean, is that still a limit here? And my other question is Fastback presently only runs on Windows and Linux? What if we have other servers storage in the mix? How does that work? Thank you.
Yeah, so there are no differences in the Tivoli storage Fastback capability between, you know, traditional Fastback today and the packaging that we're doing with the StoreWise V7000. So any limits that you have on, or recommendations on scalability limits, still apply. The same is true for operating system coverage. So if you'll refer back to chart 31, it gives a side-by-side comparison of the operating system coverage. The IP replication solution is primarily intended for smaller clients who are not operating fiber channel environments. They're likely running their environment on Windows or Linux. They're only operating IP networks. They're probably smaller in capacity. So we felt like the StoreWise V7000 version of Tivoli Storage Manager Fastback was appropriate for that kind of a scale of a client. As the client grows up, they get larger, more complex, more operating systems, fiber channel infrastructures, more data. That's when you would transition into the fiber channel replication solutions with Flash Copy Manager and Flash Copy and Metro Mirror and Global Mirror.
At this time, sir, we have no other questions in queue. And once again, that's star one if you have a question.
Okay. Well, I would like to thank everyone for their participation this afternoon or this morning. And, you know, welcome to the new day in mid-range storage systems from IBM.
Sir.
Happy selling.
We have had several questions queue up. Would you like to take some more?
Oh, sure.
Sure. Right. Next in queue, we have Sammy Alam. Your line is open.
Hi. Thank you very much for the wonderful session. I just have a question. I don't know whether it's fair to ask at this time or not. How would the what would be the direction when we are in a situation with N-Series versus StoreWise? It looks like StoreWise is the direction. Any comments or anything? How do we go in for future?
Yeah, so if I'll refer you back up to chart 10 and the sort of the guidance or positioning of the IBM storage portfolio. In block storage, where I'm not dealing with NAS, I'm dealing with block storage protocols, StoreWise V7000 is what you want to lead with in the mid-range. XIV would be in the enterprise space.
Yep.
For NAS storage, if the client is interested in, you know, NAS file protocols, IBM Scale Out Network Attached Storage, or SONAS, is the enterprise offering, and IBM N-Series is what you want to lead with in the mid-range.
Yep.
That's right, Ron. And I think, you know, if you come across a situation where the customer is looking for a mix of both block and NAS-based storage, you know, there are clearly two options. You could either just propose an N-series system with fiber channel interfaces as well as IP interfaces, or alternatively, you could propose the Storwise V7000 system with a NAS gateway in front of it. And, you know, there are sort of pros and cons for each approach, and I've seen people bid either. So you'd probably have to take that on an individual case-by-case basis.
Thanks.
Next in queue, we have Tammy Marr. Your line is open.
Yeah, I had a question about pricing. This is very rich in function. Are we coming in right about the same price that we were on the 5,000 line for comparable capacity, or are we going to be a lot more with this product?
This is Chris. I think you'll find the pricing with this product compares favorably with DS5000, although our principal target in pricing this system has been to price it competitively against EMC Clarion and HP EVA and, to a lesser extent, Hitachi AMS. So if you compare the Storwise V7000 system with an EMC system, I'll just pick Clarion as an example, with an EMC system with comparable function, you will find Storwise V7000 system is less expensive than the EMC system, particularly if you include the price of PowerPath. If you compare it with a Clarion system that's just a bare-bones system that doesn't have any of the function we're talking about here, and remember that we're including functions like thin provisioning and replication, both of which are optional additional charge features on Clarion. If you compare it with a bare-bones system, the Storwise V7000 is going to be a little bit more expensive than the Clarion, so it is going to be important to sell the value of the system in the way that Ron was describing.
Okay, and can we, is eConfig and ePricer and all that stuff already loaded up that we can get started on stuff?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'll add in one thing that you toggled my memory on the eConfig and ePricer. If you'll refer to chart number 32, where we list out the Storwise V7000 solution components, all of this stuff that you see here should be in eConfig as you're configuring your Storwise V7000. You'll have the option to optionally add all of the solution stack, and all of these would be available in ePricer as well.
Next in queue, we have Marsha Miri. Your line is open.
I'd like to know if there is any roadmap for three-site replication. I mean, today we have VDIS mirroring with SVC, and we can have disaster recovery through Global Mirror. Is there any possibility of using V7000 to do the same thing as SVC does?
The Storwise V7000 system does have the virtual disk mirroring function, same as SVC does. It does not have the split I/O group capability that SVC does, but certainly adding three-site mirroring is one of the things on our plan for the future for the system, yes.
So is there any roadmap planned for this three-site replication?
There is going to be a roadmap presentation available for this system, and you'll be able to request it and present it to customers under a letter 112, as with any product.
Thank you.
Next in queue, we have David Hart. Your line is open.
Yes, great presentation today. Quick question on the extension to virtualize external disk. What is the pricing model there?
The pricing model for the external disk is priced per what we call per enclosure, which in simple terms is the same as a drawer in another disk system. So if you looked at a Clarion system, for example, it's made up of a number of drawers. And we charge for drawers that contain disk drives. So again, a Clarion system has a separate controller and disk drives, so we don't charge for the controller, but we do charge for the drawers that contain disk drives. And it's a flat price per virtualized enclosure. The flat price is, in fact, exactly the same as the license price for the software for the Storwise V7000 system itself, which is also priced per enclosure. So it's very straightforward to understand. If in the event that you're trying to virtualize a system that is not based on drawers that plug into a rack, We have our calculation where we sort of substitute sort of virtual drawers, but pretty much any disk system you're likely to want to virtualize will be organized in a sort of drawer manner. Okay.
Yes, thank you. Maybe just one quick follow-up, Chris. Relative to the entire optional software list, is there a consistent pricing model across all of those products relative to the enclosure model, or would you require a mix of terabyte consideration?
I'm sorry, that would be a good thing to do, and it is a goal that we have been working towards in our pricing to simplify the pricing model as much as we can. Some of the products that Ron was speaking about today have, you know, pre-existing pricing models which are not exactly the same as the model that we're using with the StoreWise V7000 system. So you will see some variation in pricing models.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, so I'll just refer you to chart 32 again. If you look down the right-hand side, as Chris noted, we're trying to get everything as easy and per drawer based as we possibly can, and we're close. The manageability piece, the TPC for disk mid-range edition, is on a per-drawer model. The IP replication fastback for StoreWise V7000 will be on a drawer model. The fiber channel replication, the mirroring, is on a drawer model, and the external virtualization is on a drawer model. So we're getting there. A couple of these other ones, as Chris mentioned, Flash Copy Manager and TPC for replication have pre-existing terabyte models. Those are not changing.
Next in queue, we have Jerry Tomey. Your line is open.
Yeah, I was looking in the configurator, and it's answered my question. I was wondering if there were SATA drives available, and it appears that there is. Can you just please confirm that?
Well, the system has what are called nearline SAS drives, which are essentially SATA drives with a SAS interface. This is an entirely SAS-based system.
Right.
So they're the equivalent to SATA, yes.
Okay. So they have the same performance characteristics as SATA?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
At this time, we have no other questions in queue.
All right. Thank you very much, and have a fantastic selling season now with IBM Mid-Range Storage Solutions and the StoreWise V7000.
This concludes today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.